Welcome to Outbeat Radio on KRCB Windsor Santa Rosa, a program that focuses on issues by, for, and or about members of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender communities. You can hear Outbeat Radio every Sunday night at 8 p.m.
This is Living Proof, and we're your hosts. I'm Dr. Diana Greyer, and next to me is my co-host and wife, Sheridan Gold. We're here live at Pride.
Yeah!
So we're going to bring to you voices from Pride. Beautiful. It's a beautiful sunny day here at the Guerneville Lodge, right on the Russian River. There was a parade at 11 o'clock, and the people are rolling in to celebrate this special day of Pride.
That's right, Diana. And we will be talking to people at the celebration, catch some of the live music, and give you some commentary about the festival. This is going to be a great show. But first, here's news and events with Outbeat member Greg Moralia.
I have found Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Greg Moralia live at Sonoma County Pride with your Outbeat Radio News for this Sunday, June 2nd, 2013. Well, at Fairview High School in Boulder, Colorado, it sounds like things have gotten a lot better for LGBT students, at least according to graduating senior Ted Chalfin, who was selected to deliver an amazing speech at his graduation ceremony this year.
I'm going to skip all the cliches I want to rattle off right now and get right to the point. I'm gay. Many, if not most, of the students here today know this, and most of them don't really care. That is exactly the reason why I decided I had to give this speech. Coming out before entering high school was not a decision that I undertook lightly. I had heard the horror stories about how this could be the worst 4 years of a young gay man's life. I was fully prepared to endure taunting, social ostracization, and even physical abuse. But I knew what I knew, and I couldn't hide it. So I decided that upon entering Fairview, if anybody asked me, I would tell them the truth. The response that I have received, by and large, has been stunning. The amount of people who actually seemed happy to hear that I was gay outnumbered those who didn't care. And those who didn't care far outnumbered the small group who reacted negatively. That says an awful lot more about this class at Fairview High School than it does about me. The kindness and understanding that you all have shown me. Yeah!
The principal remarked that this was one of the best speeches he had ever heard. Ted Chalfin will be our guest on Outbeat News in Depth next month. Robbie Rogers made history last Sunday as the first openly gay man to play in a game in U.S. professional sports. If there was any concern about whether fans would be supportive, it was eased as the crowd stood and cheered wildly when Rogers took the field during the second half of the LA Galaxy's 4-0 win over the Seattle Sounders. This might forever become a tricky piece of sports trivia, though. NBA's Jason Collins is the first male pro athlete to come out while still as an active player, but Collins' season was already over at the time. Robbie Rogers signed with the Galaxy on Saturday after training with the team for a month, and his first game the next day in front of more than 24,000 fans made him the first out gay man to actually play in a live game. Upon coming out in February, Rogers had retired from the sport, saying it was time for him to, quote, discover himself. He added, quote, I realized I could only truly enjoy my life once I was honest. And finally, don't forget, this year's interfaith service will happen the next Sunday, June 9th at 7 p.m. at the Center for Spiritual Living. This year's service will feature live music from local singer-songwriter Bobby Joe Valentine. And we have all of your 2013 Pride Celebration information for Sonoma, Napa, and San Francisco all in one place. Just go to our website at outbeatnews.com. And if you have news or an event you'd like to share with our listeners, tell us about it by going to that same website, outbeatnews.com. Be sure to follow us all week long on Facebook and Twitter for the latest LGBT news and information from here in the North Bay and beyond. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to live at Sonoma County Pride with Sheridan Gold and Dr. Diana Greyer.
Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
Oh, join us. This is Living Proof. Diana Greer and Sheridan Gold co-hosting, Greg Moralia Engineering. We are here at Pride. We want to welcome you back. We just heard the news and the events. And now we are with our first guest of honor, shall we say. Could you give us your name and why you're here today, sir?
Yes, I'm Albie Esparza, and I'm here basically to enjoy the weekend, the Pride Parade here in Guerneville, and hang out with friends and have a great time.
You said you're here for the weekend, and this is Sunday, so what'd you do yesterday?
You know, I hang around the pool with my friends, had some karaoke on Friday night, enjoying the day today, and it was great.
What kind of music did you sing?
Oh, I sang country and a little bit of Enrique Iglesias.
Want to give us a sample?
Not really.
No. Your friends say no, no, no. Let's talk to your friend for a minute.
Absolutely.
So, hi.
Hi.
What's your name, sir?
Shane Granberg.
Oh, great. Nice to see you, Shane. Why are you here today?
I'm just here the same reason that my friend is here, to enjoy the weekend, see my friends and hang out, have a good time.
So what's one memorable thing that's happened to you this weekend that you will remember 6 months from now? Oh, you're laughing.
No, I mean, definitely, it's just a gorgeous weekend. And we went and saw the parade this morning. It started at 11 o'clock, and it was good. The weather's good, and just enjoying it.
So for the folks that are listening that didn't get to the parade, tell us a little bit about it. What were your impressions?
They had some people on motorcycles that started the contingent. Then I think it was about an hour worth of different.
An hour in Guerneville?
Maybe it wasn't an hour.
What'd they do?
It felt like it.
Did they go around the block three times or something?
Yeah, two or three times. They did a loop.
I can't stop laughing. Sorry. So what's one thing that you remember from the parade?
I like the fire trucks. It's always good to see that that there.
I can imagine
nice things with hoses.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Shane. And thank you guys for being here today, and enjoy the rest of your day.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. So those were some fun guys, huh, Diana?
Yeah, they're great.
It's fun to interview people. All of a sudden they get really shy, or they get really nervous and start laughing. But those guys were fun. Anyway, this is the first Pride Festival of the month, and this is officially LGBT Pride Month. And Governor Brown said that, you know, he had a proclamation. Uh-oh. Now you can tell you're here live, because that was the sound system. Anyway, Governor Brown proclaimed this LGBT Pride Month for California. And then we actually got something in the mail, remember, from President Obama. So what happened for us is that when President Obama was... when we had the inaugural address, he talked about LGBT. And it was the first time I felt like included in the speech, and I wrote a letter thanking him for that.
A beautiful letter.
Telling him, you know, that you and I, we've been together 35 years, and it felt so good to be included. It was the first time that I could ever, ever, ever recall being included in such an important speech. And just 2 weeks ago, we got a letter from President Obama, but, you know, it's probably the White House. He probably doesn't even know we sent it. And it was a letter addressed to us, personalized, and then with that was a proclamation of LGBT Pride Month for 2012. And it's a beautiful document that we can frame and put under our two marriage licenses in our living room.
Pretty large. It's a pretty large document.
It's gorgeous.
So it's nice.
Has the real seal, you know, from the White House, and it has a signature. And
so for them to take the time to do that, I mean, it was great to see it. So, thank you for writing that letter, Cher. It was really beautiful.
Yep. Welcome, so anyway,
everybody.
We got the welcome message coming on.
Sonoma County Pride.
They are officially welcoming everybody here from queer to eternity. So, Greg, you have a bit of trivia that I think is very, very educational. And you teach LGBT studies at Napa College.
I do.
So I think that's fabulous. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this trivia that has a lot to do with Pride right now?
Well, I think this year is a very special Pride. I mean, it's 44 years since Stonewall. We're certainly celebrating that. But a little known fact, it's the 35th anniversary of the rainbow flag.
I had no idea.
1978, Harvey Milk and Cleve Jones, two icons of gay history, approached a local artist named Gilbert Baker in San Francisco, and they talked to Gilbert about wanting to have some sort of a banner for that year's Pride Parade. I mean, people were really feeling good about Harvey being elected as the first openly gay man, and so Gilbert, being this amazing artist and a flag designer, came up with the rainbow flag.
Wow,
35
just like
years
that.
Ago, just like that. And he actually hand-dyed each of the bands and the color of the flag and then hand sewed it together. So do you know, did you know that the original flag had 8 colors in it?
I did not know that. So what? How many colors are in the flag now?
Well, there's 6 colors now, but that's because the original hand-dyed flag had the colors pink and turquoise in it. And pink apparently was a difficult color to replicate by manufacturers. So when Gilbert was getting requests to produce these flags, he couldn't get the pink color. And so he made the decision to take pink out, and then of course that left 7 colors, and that's not very symmetrical. So he pulled turquoise out, and thus we have the 6 color rainbow flag today.
Wow, that is so interesting. Gilbert Baker.
Gilbert Baker. And the other thing I found that was interesting about Gilbert, in terms of his commitment to the community, he didn't trademark the rainbow flag. So he has not made 1 penny off the rainbow flag and that symbol. And it's really become an international symbol of gay pride and gay freedom and equality. All of the coffee mugs and bumper stickers and everything else that has the rainbow flag on it, he hasn't profited
one bit from. Is he still alive?
He is. He's living in New York.
Okay.
And he's actually got a website, gilbertbaker.com. He has the whole history of the rainbow flag there. And as well as examples of how the flag has been adapted by different countries and, of course, the different states here in the U.S.
That is just amazing. It's so great to learn new stuff. GilbertBaker.com. I'm going to definitely visit that site. I'm just looking at the stage right now. We're listening to Society's Child, Think, and the beautiful women are singing. Wow. And we also have a CD that we're going to be giving away. So at our next music break, listen for us to say, you know, give us a call. And we have the CD and a T-shirt to give away to the, you'll have to find out what listener it will be. That's later in the show. Anyway, I'm looking at the stage, and you say pink was taken away from the flag because they couldn't duplicate the color. And there's pink up there on the stage, which I think is really, really wonderful because we haven't forgotten the pink at such a wide-open Pride festival. So
right. And, of course, you know where pink, the color pink comes from, right?
No, I don't.
Well, the pink comes from the pink triangle. And it comes from a pretty negative place. That's the symbol that the Nazis used to put on gay people when they put them in the concentration camps. And that symbol, that triangle, has been reclaimed by our community as a symbol of power and pride. And the color pink, of course, represents that triangle.
Right, right. So I just want to let the audience know that, of course, I know where the pink came from, but I said no so that Greg would have to explain in case there's someone out there that didn't know about the pink triangle. When Greg said, you know where pink came from, it's like, well, actually, how does, isn't it red and white mixed? I thought that's what you were talking about. So it's like, because I don't know about my colors. But anyway, yeah. So thanks for that bit of history and trivia.
Absolutely.
Greg.
Hey, we have Peggy with us, and I just heard she's trouble. Are you trouble, Peggy?
Absolutely.
So we're here on Pride celebrating. So why are you here today, Peggy?
To make connections with friends and to support the gay community and to just always show up for us, always show our presence and our pride to the people who are younger and older and new and old friends. It's just a blast.
You look so wonderful.
Bless you.
So have you done anything special this weekend?
I already went to the comedy show last night, which was really bitchin'. All the comedians were really funny. It was just nice. The whole doggone thing, babe, is just nice.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Thank you so much, Peggy.
Okay, so we are here with some really great folks here at Pride again. And can you say your name?
Tom Thurston.
And why are you here today, Tom?
Because I'm Anthony's mentor, and he told me about it and said, would I like to go? So I brought him, yeah.
And you are?
Oh, I'm Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. So nice to meet you. So tell us why it's important for you to be here today.
It's just kind of embracing who I am, like the whole culture of it.
Well, who are you?
I'm sorry?
So who are you?
Oh, I'm Anthony. I'm a gay youth. Well, actually, I guess I'm a gay adult now, but yeah. I'm queer, so.
This is his first Pride event.
Oh, it's your first Pride event.
Yeah, I don't have much of a life, so I don't get out much, but I'm very happy that I got to do this.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have you here, Anthony. And what does it take to be a mentor, sir?
I got matched up through an agency. It takes a commitment and wanting to help somebody out, and on a practical level, 2 or more hours a week. But it's also, you get more back out of it than you put into it.
So I have two questions for you. What are you getting back out of it, and what group are you with when you said you got placed?
I'm with a group called Be a Mentor, and when I this is satisfaction of seeing how he's come along and getting learning to be himself and take charge of his life. It's a wonderful thing.
Wow, it's so great to meet both of you. Good luck to you, Anthony.
All right, thank you. Good luck to you, too.
All right, bye-bye. So that was Thomas Thurston that we just talked to, and he's a development officer for Be a Mentor out of Hayward. And the youth, Anthony, although living in Santa Rosa, is from Alameda, and his mentor comes up from Oakland twice a week to be Anthony's mentor. And if we had more adults step up for gay youth, oh man, what a healthier society we would have. And I just wanted to give a plug for Thomas. It's www.beamentor.org. That's BEAMENTOR.org. So give him a call and maybe you can be a mentor too. I mean, it's all about pride. And when we want to help our youth have pride, we need to step up and give them that opportunity to be who they are with pride. Wow, Society's Child that's playing in the background is so fantastic.
Yeah, they really are good. You were saying a minute ago that they sound a little bit like Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah, she is amazing. And we have the CD that we're going to give away, too, later in the show. So keep listening, people.
Yeah, pretty impressed.
Anyway, Greg, you know about a lot of activities that are happening this month. Why don't you share your wealth of knowledge?
Well, you know, June is Pride Month, and it's not just about the one day of celebrating that's going to happen here in Sonoma County. There are Pride celebrations happening all throughout the Bay Area. Napa really has an amazing lineup of activities starting on the 14th of June and going for a couple of weeks. And then, of course, the month culminates in San Francisco with a huge San Francisco Pride celebration on the 29th and 30th. But, I think it's a great time, certainly a great excuse to get out and learn a little bit more about where Pride comes from in our history. And we've got a gem of an opportunity right here in the Bay Area, and that's at the GLBT Museum in San Francisco.
And for folks that haven't been there, what would they expect to find if they were to go?
Well, it's a fairly small museum, but there's a lot of exhibits packed into this small space. It's right on 18th Street, about a block up from Castro, and it's open 7 days a week. It's run by a nonprofit organization, the GLBT Historical Society of San Francisco. They charge $5 for admission. And you can wander through at your own pace and look at these different exhibits. And what's really cool is that if you use your cell phone, you can call a number and hear a pre-recorded message about that exhibit.
Oh, my gosh. That's just like when you have to rent the headphones. Now you don't have to rent them anymore.
You don't even have to rent the headphones. And so the first thing that caught my eye, the first time I visited there, I went in and I had a chance to interview the executive director, Paul Boneberg. And we sat down at this table right near the front of the museum. And I said, well, tell me about some of the exhibits here. And he said, well, you're sitting at Harvey Milk's dining room table.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was like, oh, my gosh. It was really a moving experience. It was his actual table that came from his apartment, which is, of course, right up the street where the old camera shop is on Castro. And so he pointed out the megaphone that Harvey used for all of his marches and some T-shirts from Harvey's campaign. But the museum has so much more. There are exhibits that go way back into the 20s that talk about the evolution of the time when gay people made themselves first visible in San Francisco. But you'll see things that you'll recognize even more readily, like the wedding outfits that Phyllis Lyons and Del Martins wore, the first couple to be legally married in California.
Wow.
So it's really cool. I encourage everybody to take the opportunity to go. And if you go down on Pride weekend on Sunday, admission to the museum is free.
Ah.
So take the opportunity to go down, see the parade, and then stop into the museum and learn a little bit about our past.
And I also want to put a shout out for my drumming teacher, Afia Walking Tree, at the women's stage after the parade. She and a group of us are going to be drumming there, so it's going to be really, really fun. So once you go to the parade, once you go to the museum, come and check us out in the women's stage drumming.
There's so much to do. And, of course, we have all the details you need for all of the Pride celebrations going on here in Sonoma County, Napa County, and San Francisco all in one place. If you go to our website at outbeatnews.com, you'll find a link on the left side of the page, a special report about San Francisco Pride. Napa Pride and Sonoma County Pride. There's even links to plan your trip, the ferry schedule, and the BART system to plan your trip to the Bay Area.
That is a phenomenal website. Did you put that together?
I did, of course.
I mean, not the website itself, but the information about the Pride activities.
It's all there.
All the links, all the BART, all the schedules, so it'll make your trip so much easier, you guys, if you wanted to go out into experience San Francisco.
And the one thing to know about the parade on Sunday is that the Golden Gate Ferry Company is having a special parade ferry that leaves the ferry terminal down in Fairfax at 8:45. So you can find all the details again at our website, outbeatnews.com.
All right. Thank you so much for this incredible resource, Greg.
You bet.
And we're going to go back to Diana in just a minute.
Okay, we're here with Josiah, enjoying this beautiful, sunny, hot day. So tell me who you are and who you with. I see you say Positive Images. So tell us about your why you're here today.
I just basically came because I just thought that it'd be nice to finally get out of my comfort zone and start trying it out, because I've been kind of secretive for a while, and I just wanted to see how it was like. And the Positive Images was kind of the thing that got me interested in getting out in the open and everything. So I went to the Pride Parade for them. And so, yeah, I've been able to get the sign out. I was in the parade myself, and I was really happy about it. So, yeah, this place, it's really nice so far.
Wow, that's wonderful. So what's your role in Positive Images?
I'm just a member. One of the regular members. Uh-huh.
So how's it feel to be out here in the open?
A lot of fun. It's really good, especially since there's so many of us. It's oh my God, I'm really great.
Can I ask your age?
I'm 16.
16, wow. So how long have you been out?
About half a year now.
A half a year, wow. How's that been?
It's fun, nice.
Cool.
What's fun about it? What's nice about it?
I can be myself now. I can, I don't have to be, shy of everyone now. So it's, I can be myself and no one seems to care. So it's, really great, because, it would have been so much easier if that was the case. And, it's much better now. So I'm much happier.
Wonderful. And you got lots of support out here on this beautiful day, huh?
Uh-huh.
You can just fly. You can just let let all that inhibition just go, huh?
Uh-huh.
Wonderful.
Pretty much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is nice.
So we're going to take a music break right now. There is so much incredible music about being gay, the gay experience, just being out, being proud, even support for gay family members if you're straight. And in fact, this next song is by Macklemore. It's called Same Love, and it is a beautiful song that we wanted to share with you right now.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, 'cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision, and you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children, is somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying.
A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for 'em. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Don't press pause. Progress march on with the veil over our eyes. We turn our back on the cause till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway plagued by pain in their heart, a world so hateful some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
And I can't change.
Hi, this is Rick Dean, Executive Director of Face to Face. What if I told you that you could have peace of mind in just 20 minutes, and it's free? Face to Face offers free, anonymous HIV testing with results in just 20 minutes. Knowing your HIV status can be life-saving for you and those you love. Visit Face to Face in Santa Rosa, call us at 544-1581, or visit us at f2f.org, ending AIDS in Sonoma County 20 minutes at a time.
Just joined us. This is Living Proof with Diana Grayer and Sheridan Gold. I'm Sheridan. My wife Diana is sitting right next to me.
And I'm Diana.
And we are here live at Pride right now. And the people are coming in from the parade. It is just a beautiful day out here. It's like not one cloud in the sky. We got the river behind us. We have beautiful people in front of us. We got friends that we haven't seen in a long time.
And we have some nice shade, and everybody is crowding in on us because they want some of the shade.
We're very popular.
It is just so fun out here.
So the last interview you had with Josiah. Say a little bit how that was for you.
Well, you know, I was touched, because I'm always touched when I see young people coming out and being a part of this. And he's only so young, 16, and I'm seeing all these mothers, especially with young children. It's just so, it touches my heart to be here and witness the freedom that's out here. you know, and these children are coming out and being a part of it.
And it's just like Anthony that I interviewed earlier before our music break. He's here from, I think he said he's an adult now, but he's very young as well. He must be about 18 or 19. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask his age, and this is his first Pride event. So it's so great that the community is embracing these young people and that we're making it easier and easier and easier for kids to come out.
Yes. So and hopefully we get someone to talk about positive images later. If not, you know, positive images is a good thing. Yeah. Hey, I'm here with our very own Susan.
Hester.
I knew it, but I wanted to make sure it was okay to say it. So here you are at Pride. Tell us what this day is about for you.
Oh, it's great. This is my 40th anniversary of coming out.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so, and it's great to celebrate Pride in Sonoma County. You know, it's small, family-oriented. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's beautiful. And also, you used to be a part of Outbeat Radio, and now you're on to big and better things?
No.
Well, but you did. You're doing so much for the community. You're keeping us all connected on Lesbians to Go. So, say something about that.
Lesbians on the Go is a Yahoo group. Any lesbian can join it, and we just post events that are happening in Sonoma County, Napa County, Marin, Lake, and Mendocino. So it's just a loose-lived group, so that's it.
But it's a wonderful thing. You're just making it like it's no big deal, but you're keeping us all connected. It's a beautiful thing, Susan. I want to thank you personally for that, okay? And so who are this group you're with?
The Redwood Rainbow Square Dance Club. And we have, it's just a great group. Mostly lesbians. We're also looking for more men, and gay, straight, whatever is welcome to join us. So I don't know how many years I've been dancing with them. Quite a few years, and it's very fun.
So how often do you guys meet?
They meet quite often. We have three nights, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays we meet. But then some people go dancing on Saturday and Sunday, You start with basic, and you go up to mainstream plus, and then you go into the challenge groups. We meet in Sebastopol at Wishman Hall on Morse, right across from the community center there.
One,
and they can go on the web and look up Redwood Rainbows and come join us.
Right on. So if you want a square dance, join Redwood
Rainbow Square Dance Club.
Wonderful. Nice seeing you, Susan. Take care. Enjoy the day. Bye.
So, Di, you've seen some Pride celebrations evolve, huh?
Yes, yes. You say, how long? 35 years?
Well, you guys have been together for 35
years, right? 35
years. What was Pride like 35 years ago?
35 years ago. I mean, what was I, 20? Wait, yeah.
Got to do the math
real
quick.
Yeah, I have to do the math. Yeah, we went to San Francisco. We hung out a lot in San Francisco Pride. And it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. That's when we used to go to San Francisco Pride. Then we start moving this way, north, Petaluma, and we start coming to Guerneville. And it's been growing and growing and growing.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here this year. It feels like a lot more people here this year than last year even.
Very much so.
So what have you seen change? How is Pride, as you look back at the Pride celebrations in San Francisco 35 years ago, and you look at them today, what's the biggest change you've seen?
I'm always struck by more kids showing up. More kids, more teenagers, more parents with children. I see more of that nowadays. Yeah. I think those are the main two.
Yeah, families are becoming
families,
more visible.
More families, more visible. Yeah, that's a good way to say it. More of family visibility is happening.
I think for me, I've seen a lot of companies come out with large groups of employees, LGBT groups for those companies. Kaiser
exactly.
has a booth right here at Sonoma County Pride. And, I think some folks have been critical of that. They say Pride's becoming too commercialized. But for me, seeing those companies come out in support of their LGBT employees and participating actively in the parades and the celebrations is really a good thing.
It's a positive. It's really important that they do that. And doctors are coming out. Kaiser got a board of all the employees over there. It's really powerful to look at and see that, wow, we didn't have that before.
Yeah, so let's not resist this change. I think it's something to celebrate, isn't it?
Let's keep doing it. Keep celebrating. Yes, that's what we're doing out here on Pride in Guerneville. in Sonoma County.
Okay, we are here with a sister, honey. Why don't you tell us your name?
Well, hello, Ms. Gould. I am Sister Yoda, Yoda Lehihu. Yeah, that is me of the Russian River Sisters here at Sonoma County Pride.
And you are doing a fantastic job introducing the musicians. And are you the mistress of ceremonies?
Yes, thank you for noticing. I am, actually. Okay, yeah, we have a great lineup, actually, to be introducing. We've got Just Started is the Stephanie Teal Band. They're sounding really good already.
I didn't know she played reggae.
Neither did I. This started people moving finally. I like it when we start dancing.
So did you help organize the whole festival?
Yeah, you know, I've been going to meetings, definitely. I participate in the SoCo Talent Idol, which is our big fundraiser for Pride. So that happened last night, and it went off without a hitch. It was a huge success. What happened was we had 11 contestants that we searched for and had public audition shows over the month of May at the R3 Hotel and Resort here in town. And then we picked from those a great group to perform all last night in a nice show at the Vets Hall. And we had celebrity judges come and decide who is the winner.
Today?
Today we have the winner. We'll be performing around 3 o'clock. His name is Kitten.
His name is what?
Kitten.
Kitten.
Like
Ooh.
A cat. Yeah.
Can't wait
meow.
To hear Kitten.
He is cute and he's hot and he's good. And he's
All right.
talented.
All right.
Yeah, we had so much. It was really a great show.
Well, we need to advertise the talent show better next year on Living Proof and on Outbeat Radio, you know? Oh,
we'd love to do that. This year we put together a great video footage and we're going to put it all together into a nice little package. We should definitely email to you. It'll be on YouTube.
Okay. What do you think it'll be called for people that might want to look for it?
It'll be called SoCo Talent Idol.
A SoCo Talent Idol.
That's
awesome.
Right.
Thank you so much, Sister Yodelehihu.
Thank you, Cher.
Really appreciate
it's
it.
It's always a pleasure to take part in your show. I love what you do, and I love talking
Thank
you, to
you. And I love talking to you, my dear.
Oh, baby. I'll come back again anytime and fill you in on what
Excellent.
Else is going on at Pride this year.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, here we are live with the grooving Marshall. So nice to see you, sister. How you doing?
Hey,
enjoying yourself,
you.
Huh?
Oh, I'm having a good time. Good time.
I see you just bumping. They can't see you.
Oh, yeah.
How's this day? What does this day mean to you, Marshall?
This day is a day for me to come out and be with my people.
Your people.
Be
who are your people, Marshall?
My people are gay, straight, you know, people who are out to be free. You know?
Right on. Right on.
Doesn't matter what you are, you know.
Did you happen to see the parade?
I did. Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
It was pretty good. It was very, very lovely. I enjoyed it.
Right on.
Especially the end when they had that, you know, YMCA. Why?
Come on, don't be shy. Sing it, baby. This is celebration time.
It was
YMCA. Come on now.
YMCA.
Hey, she's trying to hold back, y'all, but she got the groove going here today.
All right.
Thank you so much, Marshall.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
So here's a good friend of mine, Chuck Limbert from the San Francisco Police Department, a sergeant who has been a leader in promoting LGBT issues in the San Francisco Police Department. You were a pioneer. Chuck, how long have you been with the department?
Oh, my God. They still had horse and buggies back then, but 23 years.
23
and enjoying
years.
It.
And you've really been a leader in putting together the police department's role in all of the LGBT events in the Castro and the parade for a couple of decades now, right?
I've had the honor of serving as a liaison to the LGBT community, and I take that as a personal responsibility that everyone is welcome in the city of San Francisco or here in Guerneville where I live. So I've enjoyed it over the years, yes.
Now I know I've had the honor of being able to come to your gathering of LGBT officers at your house here in Guerneville. You really do a great job of trying to pull people together. Tell me why it's important that LGBT officers be visible to the community.
I think with any minority group, it's very important that we are seen. and we're not just totally assimilated into culture, because we have our own uniqueness about us. And so as a gay man, it's very important that I speak out about being a gay man, because it allows younger people that are coming out at a very early age to say, you know what, I can achieve anything that I want to do as a gay man, or as a woman, or as any minority. We need to keep some type of spotlight on our uniqueness as individuals, so that younger people that are coming out who are not as fortunate as all the rest of us growing up in a very diverse community have the ability to have role models and say, I can achieve that. And so I've always made that a very clear point, that I always want to be identified as a gay officer, because I am gay, not by choice. I am. That's who I am. I love it, and I'm proud of it.
Fantastic. Are you going to be marching in the San Francisco Pride Parade this year?
Well, that's putting me on the spot. Hopefully I'll be marching if the chief of San Francisco is listening, as a lieutenant. So that would be, yes, I'm very excited about it. And either way, I'll be there supporting everyone. And it's a fabulous opportunity. Come out if you're young, you're old, and support the people that have made it possible for us to enjoy our lives as a very diverse LGBTQ community.
Well, it wasn't that many years ago where the LGBT community was really on the other side of the fence from the police department, and it's so great to be able to see the police department now participating as part of the community. And one great example of that are the 100 plus officers that come out in uniform from around the Bay Area, largely because of you, Chuck. They know you, they know the leadership and the role modeling you've done for them, and now you've been able to make it more comfortable for them to come out in uniform and march. So I thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that, and that's a very nice thing to say, but I have to say that there were a lot of people that preceded me that allowed me to be who I am. Greg, yourself involved, that's reaching out to the community through the radio talk show, just being ever present and encouraging young people through the academy. And so that's only allowed me to be who I am. And so if we can reach out, just the three of us standing here having this conversation here in Sonoma County, I say that's great. I've achieved what I wanted to do in life. And that's just make things possible and easier for younger people.
Fantastic. Happy Pride, Chuck.
Happy Pride to you, too. Thank you.
Okay, we're on the air live. Yes. Here we are. We have our special sweetheart. We love you so much, Cha-Cha.
Oh, it's wonderful. My pleasure. Alive we are.
Oh, we are. So what brings you out today?
To be with my sisters and my brothers. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And let's see what I'm doing. This is about my... It's about my 30th Gay Pride Parade. I was in the first one in San Francisco.
Wonderful.
Marched down Market Street, carried the Pride flag for donations, square danced from the Ferry Building all the way to the Civic Center.
Wow.
All kinds of good stuff. Just beautiful, beautiful times. And now in Guerneville, wow, I just watched this place grow and grow and grow. Mm. And I come to see the women. I love older women. I always have, and now I am one. So.
And we're,
there you have it.
I know, and we're seeing older women. We got the gamut here. We got all ranges
and
of age.
One now.
And here's one here, Nina. What's up? What brings you out today, Nina?
All the festivities.
Talk about it. Come on, you're on the radio live. Okay, she's shy. Come on, Nina. Okay, that's okay. We'll let you slide, but you're enjoying yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Fabulous.
Fabulous, she says.
Well, I love that we're doing this, and I'll listen to you tonight. I'll turn up my hearing aid.
You're so funny.
And my girlfriends, too.
Whoa. Wow. Right on, sister.
Hey, baby, what's it? How's your mama now?
We having too much fun here.
Exactly. If there's such a thing. Oh, if there is.
Yeah, so why are you here today? And what's your name?
My name's Cheryl Woody. It's Gay Pride in Guerneville.
That's right, honey.
Through
just
Nita.
Checking.
Exactly. It was so good at the Seder. I said, Gay Pride's got to be even better than that.
Oh, there you go. Wow. So not wonderful to see you out here enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
Take
so
care.
Much.
Okay, and we're here with Pam. How you doing, Pam?
Good, thank you.
So what brings you out today?
I just wanted to support Pride. I'm having a great time, and I took the day off.
Oh, you took the day off. Well, are you a workaholic by any chance?
No.
No? Oh, well, on Sunday you took the day off. You must be a workaholic, honey.
Yeah, it is beautiful out here. I'm enjoying this a lot.
Can you describe the scene for folks that aren't here that will be listening to this broadcast?
Oh, my gosh, just a lot of fun. It's beautiful out here. The music is fabulous, and the people are wonderful.
Do you know who's playing right now?
Stephanie Teal.
Stephanie Teal.
That's right.
No hesitation there.
No.
I think she's drawing a lot of people here. Everyone seems to know her very much. It's just like she's fantastic.
She's great. I've watched her like 5 times now. Love her.
Right. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Good job. You did really good.
And Sonoma County Pride continues this week on June 9th with the Interfaith Service. It's going to be at Center for Spiritual Living at 7 o'clock. Take a listen.
I'm Jeff Basham from Outbeat Radio, inviting you to the 6th annual Sonoma County Pride Interfaith Service.
I shook my fist at God, but still that didn't stop the angels watching over me. Tried to lose my faith, but I just can't escape the feeling someone's holding me.
Have you been searching for a connection to something bigger than yourself? Maybe you're a person of faith looking to affirm equality for all people. Join religious leaders from diverse traditions within Sonoma County who are coming together to affirm and honor the spiritual presence found in all people, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, questioning, or straight. Inspiring music by Sonoma County's own gay singer-songwriter Bobby Joe Valentine will lift your heart and feed your soul. You'll leave the service with a renewed sense of connection, acceptance, and, as I like to say, with your spiritual batteries recharged. I hope you'll join me on Sunday, June 9th at 7 p.m. at the Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa, 2075 Occidental Road. More information online at www.sonomacountypride.org.
I've got my fears and they're tied straight to my chest. I've got my dreams and no idea what's best. I see the waves and hear them tell me to rest. They're there. And I'm like a lion in the summer, but every other season I'm just scared.
Hi, Sheridan. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
You look amazing.
Thank you. And so do you. I love your heart sunglasses,
thank
Howard.
Thank you. I love that purple flash in your
thank
hair.
Thank you. And I love your hat, your rainbow-colored hat and
it's
your necklaces.
It's the day to show off.
Oh, my gosh. So you're back from your vacation.
Yeah, you're here.
You're safe. So tell us about life. Tell us about Pride. Tell us about anything that's on your mind today.
Tell us about life and Pride. Well, it sure is nice to be proud to live out loud.
Yeah.
And proud, yeah. Getting a lot of recognition.
Yeah.
Waiting for our slow pokey state to make a decision.
What decision is that? Just remind people what you're talking about a little bit.
Oh, Prop 8, you know, the whole, I call it the gay wave. All the states are going. France went.
Yeah, you would think California would be right up there, eh?
I know. Yeah. Look at this. We're in, like, the coolest state in the country.
So when you say look at this, for someone who's not here,
what are they missing?
What are they missing?
Oh, my God. They're missing dancing people, happy people, colorful people, young, old, beautiful people. People with purple hair.
People with rainbow hats on.
Yes, the sisters are here. It's just fun. You're under the redwoods. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much,
it's a
Howard.
Happy thing.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride to you.
So we are here with Ms. Lynn Campbell, and she was a guest of ours, I think, in February. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are
you? Are you a proud grandma?
I am a proud grandma.
So tell us how it's going with the babies.
The babies.
Oh, my gosh. Fill people in real quick in
3 seconds.
So in 3 seconds, I have two daughter-in-laws that bore children for my gay son and my son-in-law. And my oldest granddaughter is 3 and a half, Parker Rose. And Milo and Quinn are here with us at Pride today. And we're really excited.
This is so exciting. I mean, we had you on the radio. We had your daughters. They're pregnant. They're talking. And it's like, here they are. Here's the babies. Yep. And we're getting to meet your son and his husband. Oh, my gosh, how fabulous.
Yeah,
can you give
you.
The microphone over? And your name, sir?
Adam.
And are you Lynn's son?
Yes.
All right. And so that's your husband. What's his name?
Justin.
All right. Ryan and Justin. Welcome. How does it feel to be a daddy?
Oh, it's good. Well, these are they're 2 and 3. Number one is in the bounce house. So.
All right. Three of them. Three babies.
Yes.
So why are you here today?
We came to support my mom and dad. And, you know, they march with their church. And so we came. They've come down probably 15 times and marched in San Francisco with us. So this year we said, we'll come on up and we'll march with you guys.
So that's cool. You and your husband are here supporting your mom and your dad. I mean, that's got to be the best of the whole day. Fantastic. So nice to meet you.
Yes, you
congratulations
too,
on your family.
Thank you.
Hey, 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 we have people who've come all the way from Fairfield. What's your name?
TJ.
TJ. Welcome, TJ.
Thank you.
How do you like Guerinville?
I love it. I love the tall trees. I love the atmosphere. It's a little older, but I love the way it makes me feel when I come inside. I'm like, this is nice.
What do you mean a little older? Here we go now.
Now I heard there was no Starbucks around here. I'm like, oh, then there's no modern things, but modern restaurants. But for the most, there's little cafes and whatnot around. So I'm just like, but I just love it. No, weather's nice too.
Weather?
Weather's great.
Weather's great. Yes, it's beautiful sun, huh?
Yes.
So what brings you here? I mean, I know you know this man over here.
My teacher, yes. What brings me here is that I love to get, for the younger ones to get exposure to different styles, different lifestyles, I want to have a fun time today.
So who are you, who are these sons? These are your sons?
These are my adopted children here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, we're not. I take care of them every weekend for my friend.
Oh.
Sorry. And so
he's dancing around with the mic, TJ.
Woo!
Yeah, all this music, you can't help yourself. So that's so wonderful. So you want them to have exposure to this event.
Definitely. And it was a Sunday. I was off. I was like, hey, I might as well get myself up here and have some fun.
Wonderful. Yeah. So nice to see you.
Hey, same here.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Okay. We're here with Grandma. TJ is calling you Grandma, so that means something.
Yeah, I'm his grandmother.
So why are you here today? All the way from where?
Santa Rosa, California.
Oh, you're Santa Rosa. I thought you were from Fairfield, like your grandson.
No, I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Right. Oh, gold system from Baton Rouge. Right on. Look at that. There you go. So, Grandma, why are you here supporting
Well, I love my grandson.
Oh.
And you know, when you love a person, you love them unconditionally.
Wow. Say that one more time. That's beautiful.
When you love a person, you love them unconditionally.
That's wonderful. So many people don't believe that. So many parents and grandparents disown their children. This is beautiful to have you stand up for your grandson.
No, there's no limits to love. There's no limits to love.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Oh, we love you. See? Thank you.
Whoa, Grandma was cool. No limits to love.
Oh, I just love that one. I'm just so touched by that.
I mean, to have that kind of support, it made me sad in a way because I don't have that.
Yes.
We don't have grandparents in our lives, you know, and that kid is so lucky
but
to
you
have
saw,
a grandma there.
Did you see how TJ was looking at his grandma while she was speaking?
He was just so in love with her, just like adoration.
Oh, it's just beautiful out here.
Oh, my
gosh. Beautiful on this beautiful sunny day with all the green trees.
And so much support. It's
so
just
much
like,
support.
You know, we have family members coming out for other family members. The last guy we talked to coming out to support his mom and dad marching for their church. I mean, come on.
Yeah, because mom and dad is always going to San Francisco to support them. Isn't that beautiful? I love it.
We met a mentor who's here with his gay youth, the Gay Youth's First Pride Festival. I mean, we've met so many people here today. It's just been an amazing day.
Amazing.
And, I encourage everyone next year to come out. If you didn't come out this year and you hear it and it sounds fun, oh, please do come out next year.
Come out, and make sure you come to Outbeat Radio's booth
so we can tape you. And you can be part of our Voices of Pride 2014.
That's right, baby.
But we do have to wrap it up. Our hour is closing, and we are just so happy to bring you Voices of Pride every single year. This year is no exception. Voices of Pride 2013. Remember, even if you weren't out here today, you too can be living proof that by celebrating who you are, you can be strong and vibrant and full of life and joy. And we'll see you next month.
That's right, baby.
Good night.
I look into the window of my mind. Reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my can't stop me now, then you can do the same, yeah. What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's never too late to try. What have you done today to make you feel proud? Mm-hmm. You could be so many. So many answers I don't know.
There are so many answers.
Realize that to question is how we grow.
To question is to grow.
So I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Can't stop. Change, yeah. So do it today, yeah. 'Cause I can see it.